Welcome to this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring Dr. Tracy Lorai, superintendent of the Greater Jasper Consolidated Schools in Jasper, Indiana. Dr. Lorai is both a past IAPSS president and District 7 Superintendent of the Year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader. Someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Dr. Tracy Lorai. Welcome, Tracy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
We are in your community room at Jasper High School. The last time I was in this room was your presidential induction for IAPSS. It was during the pandemic.
It was. It was a unique experience, to say the least. Of course, everyone would agree that whole experience of navigating the early stages of the pandemic and then the next couple of years to ensure that we could appropriately address educational needs of our students while protecting them and our staff were quite the heavy lift. So the idea of hosting a presidential induction seemed like such a small task compared to all of the other large things we were dealing with.
And it was a smaller group for the induction just because of some of the guidelines that we were operating underneath.
It really was, you know, trying to have social distancing while still trying to make it kind of a meaningful experience for anyone who came to share in that experience was a little bit of a challenge, but it still turned out to be a nice event.
You've been in Jasper a long time. What brought you to Jasper and what has kept you here?
Sure. You know, my family moved to Jasper right after I graduated from high school. I'm actually a Bar Reeve High School grad.
Okay. Won the state championship in basketball.
They did. Strong athletic history there. But my family moved to Jasper when I was about 18, went off to college, and then came back to the area because I was connected with relationships with people in the community. And was fortunate enough to do my student teaching at Ireland Elementary School. And then that just kind of was the start of the pathway of what I feel like has been a great experience and a career here at Greater Jasper Consolidated Schools.
Yeah. And so what was your pathway into the superintendent? You talked about student teaching here, but what was your pathway into being the superintendent here in Jasper Consolidated?
Sure. So as I said, I started teaching at Ireland Elementary School, and I believe it or not, I taught kindergarten for a couple of years. And that most people don't think a kindergarten teacher and the path to the superintendency quite jive, but it did. Taught second grade for a little bit. But before I started teaching, you know, at that time, the teaching jobs were very sparse. They were hard to come by because of just this bubble of people who were not yet retiring and making openings available. And so I spent my first year out of college working as an instructional assistant. I tutored students on the side. I taught religious education for one of the local churches. You know, anything that I could do to continue to stay connected to education in some way. And so prior to actually taking on a teaching position for a year, I did all of those things. And I still today find that year to be so incredibly valuable because it helps you to see and respect and appreciate every single role that it takes in a school system to support the educational needs of students. And so every individual is a valued person. And so that year was very important to me. Beyond that, of course, continuing education, I became the principal of Fifth Street Elementary School, which at that time was a primary school. We served pre-K through two students. From there, I entered the central office as an assistant superintendent, where I got to do the thing I'm most passionate about, which is curriculum, instruction, assessment, do all the grant management, had some great mentors there, finished a PhD, and then just was really blessed that the school board saw that I could take on the leadership at the helm of the district in about 2012.
Wow. Our current governor, Mike Braun, was a school board member here. I don't know how many people knew that. That's kind of how he got his first dip into politics.
He was.
Was he a board member when you were superintendent?
He was. Mike was on the board whenever I was approved to be the superintendent here. I think he served a couple of years before moving on to becoming a House member with the Indiana General Assembly.
So you've watched his political career. Not that I want to get into politics, but just talk about the dynamic of having a former school board member and current resident of Jasper being the governor of the state of Indiana. Has it changed anything around the community as far as, I don't know, security or other things that you have seen a shift?
Sure. You know, Mike and Maureen have lived in our community their whole life. They're Jasper alum. Mm. They are very committed community members, have been involved. And honestly, when he is here locally, he is just another community member. Yeah. And so I think that speaks loudly for the kind of person that he is. He still, when he can be home, I think he gets involved in the things that he can, but I'm sure he's got a pretty busy calendar.
I want to talk about a recent experience you had. First of all, you love being superintendent.
I do. Yeah. I love the kids. I love the staff. And I love the ability to be able to shape with a team the impact that we have on kids' futures.
Yeah. You had the opportunity to become the assistant secretary, of education in the Indiana Department of Education, and very quickly realized that you missed the superintendency. And fortunately, your board had not yet replaced you, and the position was still open, and you were able to come back to the position you love.
Yeah, who gets that happen?
What
right?
a great testament.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. You know, first of all, I want to give kudos to Dr. Jenner. I think Dr. Jenner does an amazing job. I think her focus is on kids and wanting to do what's best for students in the state of Indiana. And so the opportunity to work alongside her was obviously a great opportunity and one I really appreciated. And I came, as I moved to Indy and was able to connect at the Department of Ed and at the State House, you know, I came to learn that there are so many incredibly talented, hardworking individuals in the department who are working to serve what schools need in order to comply with all the statutes and ensure that we fiscally comply with the needs of the State Board of Accounts, et cetera. But I very quickly learned about myself that I missed kids. I missed the local connection and relationships to education that you have at a local school level. And I made what I thought was a pretty difficult decision, and that was I felt like I needed to return to where I felt I could make the most impact as a part of a team of dedicated individuals.
For those who don't know where Jasper is, you're in Southwest Indiana, not too far from French Lick. I think people know a little bit about West Baden and French Lick. But talk to me about being this distance, about 2-hour drive from Indianapolis. What are the great opportunities that your students have because of the Jasper community and what you've been able to do here with your team that is really setting your students up for success?
Sure. You know, I always say Jasper is a unique community in that it's not quite a rural school district. We're just big enough that we have a little more means to do things that perhaps we may not be otherwise based on our size. Our community is incredibly proud of their schools, and we sit in a position where we have a lot of manufacturing here in our community. When you come into town, you don't see that, but we have a large manufacturing base, some pretty big corporations, Jasper Engines and Transmissions, Kimball International is here, Master Brand is here, and those are just a few to name.
Sure.
So with that, we have a lot of partnerships locally, and especially as we think about our shifts to a lot more work-based learning opportunities for kids as they try to work through earning diploma seals, we have a lot of great partnerships and a willingness in this community to work alongside the schools to support the needs of kids. And I think that is a strength for us.
this community is based on German heritage. Mm-hmm. And you have a big festival every year called Strassenfest, which I know people come from all over to attend. And your students are very active in participating with various shows and performances and those kinds of things. That's kind of a big deal, isn't it?
It is. The community takes great pride in the German heritage. In fact, we have a sister cities program with Pfaffenweiler, which is in Germany. In fact, there are contingents each year that visit Pfaffenweiler, and then they send people to visit Jasper, and Strassenfest is typically a time for them to come here.
I bet.
But we do have an exchange program where our students in our German program and our German club can go there and actually visit and stay with families. Great experience. I think, though, that pride comes with a sense of hard work, dedication, a sense of excellence that permeates the community, but it also is very evident and permeates the culture of the school.
I mentioned French Lick. I mentioned West Baden. Of course, IASBO has their conference every other year there, which is a nice close drive for you to attend. Tammy and I stayed at West Baden not too long ago. They had a little jazz festival weekend. I know you and I have bumped into each other at times at West Baden. When you, and I know you love spending time with your family. Is that what you do to get away from being the superintendent, being the decision maker here in Jasper, Indiana? Is it spending time with your family? And what do you like to do when you're together?
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the things that people might not know about me is that I'm actually more socially introverted than most people would probably think. But when I get away from the school system, my number one priority is my family. My husband and I had 7 children. We have 7 grandchildren. And if you see me on a weekend with no events, you're going to find me playing with grandkids, cooking dinner, and going to Patoka Lake and hanging out on the boat.
Wow. Did you always know you wanted to be a superintendent? Or was there something else that you might have pursued?
You know, like that decision that all kids make when they're 16, 17, or 18, you know, I remember thinking, well, I could either be a teacher or an accountant. Those two kind of don't really go together. But I'm a pretty relational type of person, and I love children. And that's one of the things that I always think of when I talk to prospective teachers or prospective administrators, like, why do you want to be a teacher, or why do you want to be a principal? And I need to hear from them that they love kids, because to me, that's the very foundation of what we do. Is if you don't like kids, you probably shouldn't be an educator. I do think I did. I look back, my sister and I, we were very close in age, and when we would play together, we would play school, and I would always be the teacher writing on the piece of paper. So I think it was something that was certainly innate in me, and I'm really grateful that that's the path that I chose.
Tracy, when we walked up here, there was a contractor actually getting ready to get up on the roof and needed some help, and you jumped right in and found a way to make sure that he was safe and that the doors were secure and all that. When you think about how students perceive you when you're walking through the halls of your schools, what is it that you hope they would say about their superintendent?
I would hope they would say that I'm an advocate for them, and that I'm here to support them and provide whatever opportunities we can in order to help them find their path post-secondarily and find that success. I mean, I feel like it's important for our students to feel about us that we are here to support their needs and to be there no matter what those needs may be.
Yeah. This superintendent is called Leading with Excellence, and I always ask our guests our final question. When you think about leading with excellence, especially in the context of public education, what does that mean to you?
I mean, that's a loaded question.
It is
we could
so
sit
loaded.
Here and talk
I know.
For a long time. this old adage of students first, I think educational excellence starts with always considering the needs of the students first. What is the end that you have in mind for the students that we serve? And so keeping them at the forefront of everything we do, I think, is first and foremost. I also think having high expectations for everyone, including yourself, mm-hmm. you know, holding everyone to a standard of excellence, holding yourself to a standard of excellence, and always using that lens to help frame the decisions that we make, mm-hmm. whether it's adding a new program, cutting a program, adding staff, or any types of things, you know. And I also think then thirdly, just having strong relationships. Mm-hmm. I think the stronger the relationships that you can have with the individuals that you are serving, I think the more success that you will have.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Tracy, thanks for being my guest.
Well, thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the past IAPSS President and District 7 Superintendent of the Year, Dr. Tracy Lorai, the current Superintendent of Greater Jasper Consolidated Schools in Jasper, Indiana. Tracy's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.